Welcome back. So now we're up to week four, let's get active. So I'll get you to turn your page to that section. And I hope you are going well with your nutritional information that I went through with you in creating a 7-day advanced eating plan. So I hope you've started doing it and sticking to it the best way you can, even if it's 80% stuck to and 20% is not as much, that's okay. We can work with that. Well, you can work with that. Something that you need to just work with and chisel away at, like every single other week. Just work with it bit by bit. So we're going to go into the resistance training and the cardiovascular training benefits, and I'll talk you through that. So with the resistance and cardiovascular training, the benefits and a few program ideas for the gym. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be at a gym. It could be a personal training studio. It could be from your home. It could be in the park. As long as you're doing something. And I always recommend before you start any type of exercise, you do get a clearance from a medical practitioner if you're not sure where you fit with the types of exercise that I'll certainly be suggesting. These are only suggestions and guidelines. However, when you go to do more type of intense training, that's where I especially with the boot camp that I'll go through with you, that you've got that to keep. It wouldn't be a bad idea having somebody have a look over that to see whether you can do those exercises. So that's something that you need to look at and be in control of. But I'll talk to you through the basics of strength and cardiovascular training program, and then you can take it further from there. So we've discussed having a healthy, balanced lifestyle, which is 70% nutrition, 30% exercise. We will now look at the 30% exercise side of things with balance between cardiovascular and strength training. So your resistance training, which is your strength training, will help increase your lean muscle mass and fat metabolism. It will increase your bone density, so preventing or delaying any osteoporosis as you get older. Postural muscle tone, so improving your body shape and your overall strength, there to name a few. There are three ways that you can increase the intensity of your resistance. I'm giving you very basic ways, very general ways to do this. There's so many ways you can do it. There's so much information nowadays on the internet or going to see a personal trainer or someone like an exercise physiologist can give you even more ways of doing this. So you've got heavier weights with the less repetitions. Okay, so your repetitions would be 6 to 10 reps with a heavy weight, a couple of sets of those, say 4 to 6 sets. More repetitions, 5 to 20, which will give you a lighter weight. And then you've got your slower repetitions. So you've got your 44 seconds concentric, 4 seconds eccentric movements. They're a type of movement. And you can get all this information off the internet because obviously different exercises do different movements. So slow repetitions, fast repetitions, which is your more 15 to 20, and your heavier. And that'll go slow, which is your 6 to 10 repetitions. So they're pretty much the basics of strength training programs. There are different types of strength training depending on the goals. So you've got HIIT training, high intensity interval training. I've written GRIT classes, which are a Les Mills program, which I teach, which are 30 minute just in and out. It's very, very quick. And though we do them with weights and barbells. And that also has up to 12 hours of afterburn too, which is really, really good. So these sorts of ones would be more for advanced people. But you can work your way up to it as well and take it to your own level. So this focuses more on the anaerobic system, which recruits more fast twitch muscle fibers and applies equally well to strength and cardiovascular training. So you can do this with cardio, you can do this with strength training. Okay, more your fast twitch muscle fibers, anaerobic threshold that's going to be worked there. Strength training with breaks in between sets of repetitions with heavier weights require more rest time, and the lighter the weight, the shorter the rest time. So that's pretty much a standard thing to remember. So I've given you a suggestion of some strength training, which is a full body exercise. So I give you two chest exercises. There's some examples of flies and chest press. Again, these are only examples. Two back exercises, seated rows and reverse flies. Two leg exercises, squats and lunges, and two abdominal exercises, crunches and planks. Now, when you talk to different trainers, different exercise physiologists, and I am a personal trainer, I've been personal trainer for about 25 years, There's so much information, and so many people have their own, opinion on different exercises. I'm just giving you plain basic exercises as a foundation. You go and speak to somebody that can give you a full body workout, and they may give you something completely different. That's fine. I have no issues. I've had to deal with people all the time telling me different things, the way I should be training clients or, you know, teaching people. At the end of the day, I'll get the results, and it's all done safely. So there's different ways of getting to your result. This is a very basic way to do it, but there's also different types of functional training you can do. So there's lots of different ways. So again, if you've got a trainer, you can talk to them about the different ways. Otherwise, this is fairly standard general program. And that's a full body exercise as well. And you need to take it to your own individual capacity, depending on your strength, depending on where your weaknesses are, depending on if you have any injuries, depending on how fit you are, if you've done anything before. So there's so many variables there that you need to be looking into before you even start, okay? Cardiovascular training, what that will do. So we'll go into that now, which will increase your fitness level. It decreases body fat. It increases stamina, okay? So don't let yourself get into a training plateau by doing the same things every day and expecting results. That also goes for strength training, okay? So you always need to change it around. I always say to people that see me just for programming and not personal training every week, and they do their own thing, but I write them out their program. I normally give them 4 programs a year. So every 3 months, they'll change it over, and they'll just keep going back to that program again. And I just might tweak it slightly for the next time they come back around to it again. So yeah, that's a full year of programs, and that will certainly help with the body shape, changing of the body shape as well. So vary your workouts in the following ways, with weights or cardio training. So you've got your interval training, which is 1 minute intense, then 4 minutes easy, then repeat. So 1 minute intense, then 4 minutes easy. So you can do that interval training uphill walking and then downhill walking. So you might do 1 minute of running up a hill and then 4 minutes of just light, easy walking, then find another hill to run up or walk up, power walk, and then a 4 minute relax, more of a lighter, easier walk just to get your breath back. You may do it the other way around. If you're more fit, 4 minutes of high intensity, 1 minute of recovery. 4 minutes high intensity, 1 minute recovery. So there's so many ways you can do this. So yes, you'll go faster, then you can go longer. Add more resistance, hand weights for interval training, ankle weights for interval training. So there's so many variables there. So I suggest the following cardiovascular training for optimum results. This is if you're at a health club environment where you do have these facilities available. And I'll give you some options if you don't. So the treadmill, fast-paced walking on an incline for about 20 minutes. Again, depending on your fitness, depending what the incline's going to be. Some inclines go up to about 20%. Some machines go up to about 10%. So again, that will depend on your fitness level. Your cross trainer. They're all different types of wording for cross trainers, using your arms on an interval program for 10 minutes. So they're sort of like a bit of a ski run machine with the arms that move forward and backwards. You've got your rowing machine, 5 minutes of power stroke, which is 18 to 20 strokes per minute, then 5 minutes of speed stroke, 30 to 35 strokes per minute at a medium level. Again, if you're more advanced, you might go to a harder level. And that's a good 10 minutes, and then you might do that again and do it twice. So a good 20 minutes of training there. So always cool down and stretch after any type of exercise to avoid injuries. I normally suggest a warm-up of 5 minutes before you do any strength training, at least 5 minute warm-up on a machine to get the blood circulating through the whole body, okay, and then go into your warm-up set and then go into your training. So same with cardio, you need to have a 5 minute warm up and then go into what you're doing. So when it comes back to, if you don't have those exercise machines, treadmill, you can be walking up and down a hill. You can go for a swim instead of the cross trainer if you do have access to a pool or a beach. Beach training's fantastic. I used to live on a beach for a long time and I used to do a lot of sprint training in the sand. It's amazing, and go for a swim and that's your training there. And the rowing machine, unfortunately, there's not much you can do with rowing machines if you don't have one, unless you go rowing, or if you're part of a crew that go rowing, that can be interval training. You could do skipping with a skipping rope. So there's some running on the spot, which I'll go through with you in the boot camp. So there's certain things you can do interval training without any equipment as well. Variation is the key to long-term success with your metabolism. So varying it, like I said, with a program, keep changing it every 3 months. So you can vary your workouts in the following ways with some weight or cardiovascular training. So you've got interval training, 1 minute intense, then 4 minute easy, then you'll repeat that. So this is more on if you're going up a hill, like for example, running up a hill, 1 minute, then walking for 4 minutes just to get that recovery. So like you're sprinting. Or you can do it the other way around. 4 minutes of intense training and then 1 minute recovery. And you'll just keep repeating that for, say, 20 minutes. So a good 20 to 30 minute interval training is fantastic to really, especially with cardiovascular work, to lean up very quickly. So you can add your heels with your walking or your sprint training. You go faster in that minute, okay? You could go for longer. Instead of a minute, you could do 2 minutes and 4 minutes off, or even two minute rest. So you've got so many variables. You're more resistance, where you're using weights, hand weights, ankle weights, backpack with stuff in it. You know, 30 kilo backpack can do some amazing things to your posture as well. So yes, there's lots of variables there. So I suggest the following cardiovascular program for optimum results. So this is if you do have this equipment, your treadmill, which is a fast-paced walk on an incline for about 20 minutes. So it could be anywhere from 0 or 1, I should say, or 0.1 for some treadmills, percent right up to, I think some go to 20%. So there's some options there. You've got a cross trainer using the arms on the interval training program for 10 to 15 minutes. And the cross trainer, lots of different clubs have different names for them. It's like a ski machine with arm resistance on them. You've got the rower, which is 5 minutes of a power stroke, which is 18 to 20 strokes per minute. Then you've got a 5 minute speed stroke, 30 to 35 strokes per minute at a medium level. And then you'll repeat that again. And if you're a more advanced person, obviously the medium can go to a higher level, advanced, harder level, and to make that more resistance for you. So that, again, there's so many variables there. Depending on you're a beginner, you might with a rowing machine just start with 2 minutes instead of 5 minutes on both of those and have a bit of a break and then come back over to it again. So everybody's different with their fitness levels. You know what your fitness level is and what you're capable of doing. That's just giving him some ideas. If you don't have those equipments, you could use 10 minutes skipping, work you up 10, 15 minutes of skipping. A lot of my clients have boxing bags at home. So I teach boxing with them. That's my background and kickboxing. So there's lots of variables there with even no equipment at all. Okay, going for your walks, going on a bike, going for a swim. You know, so many areas that you can work in. Always cool down and stretch after any types of exercises to avoid injuries. You can get lots of information off the internet for stretching nowadays. And all stretch books are fantastic. And make sure you do warm up before you do any exercise whatsoever. So I usually say good 5 to 10 minute warm up, depending what the climate is at the time. Good 10 minutes if it's cold. If it's really hot, 5 minutes is usually pretty okay. If you've got injuries, a lot longer than if you don't. So 5 minute, 10 minute warm up could be on a treadmill, going for a walk, going for a run, like a light jog, I should say, and then going straight into your exercises. With weights, you do want a warm up set for each one as well. So variation is the key to long-term success with your metabolism, and a personal trainer or an exercise physician can help you with that. So your homework now is to set yourself a goal that you'd like to achieve over the next 12 weeks, 3 months. Design an exercise program that will help you achieve this. So yes, you are designing your own program. If you're at home and you don't have access to a health club or somebody in the industry, a reputable person, then you can look at designing your own and just take it to your own level. But it would be an idea to go and get a clearance from a medical practitioner before you do. Just somebody that can actually give you guidance on where you are with your fitness level to what you can do. So that's just a foundation. It's a guideline. It's not telling you to do this. It's just giving you some ideas that you can work with, but making sure that you do have somebody do a clearance for you. So I'll leave you with that. Good luck with it. And I look forward to seeing you in week 5.